is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by White Castle. Did you hear White Castle sliders are in your freezer aisles? Yes. In addition to the burgers that made them famous, try one of the new breakfast sliders made with real eggs. Pick up White Castle sliders at your grocery today. Sheila, what's up, girl?
Hey there.
Hey there. What can we do for you? How can we help you?
Well, I have a bit of a situation. I had a date with this guy, and it went really well. He was really cool. I'd really like to see him again, but he's not calling. I can't get in touch with him, and I just want to try to figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, give us some details besides we had a good date and whatever. Like, how was the date? What'd you do? Where'd you mess up?
I mean, like I said, it went really well. And, I mean, it went so well that even afterwards, after I got home, I mean, you know, we didn't hook up, but we were doing a little bit of sexting. And, you know, I mean, it was just like, then out of the blue, he just like, you know, he's gone.
All right. Okay. Well, is there anything that you think might be, you know, something that is turning him off?
I mean, the only thing that I think, you know, maybe is an issue, even though we did discuss it like right away. I'm a bit older than he is. But, you know, it's like when I met him in person, it's like I was honest and he didn't seem like it bothered him at all. He was like really cool with that. I don't know if maybe, you know, thinking about it afterwards, he didn't want to continue. Or that's the only thing that I thought maybe, you know, could be an issue.
Okay. Now, when you say you're a bit older than him, do you have to take like two blue pills and a green pill and an orange pill every 4 hours?
No. I'm 38. I'm still in the game, you know?
All right.
Oh, okay.
You got 38.
Girl, I respect that. That's not bad at all.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what? We'll call him up right now. We'll see if we can set you up.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Sheila. She had a great date with this guy named Mitch. Nice restaurant. They ate. They drank. She said after they were sexting a little bit, kind of setting up another date.
Mm-hmm.
But then nothing happened. Now, the only thing is that she's 15 years older than him.
Okay.
She's a coug.
She said that they had a great, right? I'm saying you guys had a great time. Like, at no point did he seem awkward at all, or?
No. Everything was cool. I mean, like I said, we talked at the beginning. He was like, hey, you know, I don't care. So, I mean, I didn't feel any awkward pauses at all.
All right, cool. Well, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Mitch?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We got Mitch on the phone. Mitch, listen, it's the Get Up crew from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Can we just ask you something very quickly?
Yeah,
this is real quick. So we got a phone call from somebody who likes you a lot. And they want to go on a date with you, and we're willing to pay for the entire thing if you say yes.
For real?
Yeah. Anywhere. Then not like a crappy. I'm talking about if you want to go to a fancy ass place, you let us know. We'll pay for the entire thing.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. So here's the deal. The lady, her name is Sheila, and you actually went out with her already. So that's like a good thing, right?
What? No. No.
You sounded into it at first.
Yeah, no. I just got out of a relationship with a cheater. I don't need to start one with another one. That's all.
Wow.
Cheater?
How could she be a cheater? You guys went on one date.
Right.
Look, we got home. We started texting. She sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. And in that picture, there's a mirror. And in the mirror is a reflection of a man, of a guy. She had another guy take that picture and she sent it to me. That's messed up.
Wait, no. Wait a second. You got this all wrong, Mitch.
Oh, no. Hold on, Mitch. Sheila's on the phone. Sheila's on the phone, Mitch.
I got it wrong. There's another man taking a naked picture of you, and I'm the one who's confused. I don't think so.
Okay, first of all, the man taking the picture is actually my son. It's totally cool.
What?
He said, no.
What?
Whoa. Your son took a naked picture of you.
Yeah, that's not. It sounds kind of disgusting.
How old is your son?
He's 18.
I don't know if that makes it worse or better.
Yeah.
No. You figure that out.
He's taking naked pictures of you?
It wasn't disgusting. It was art. I mean, he does like all kinds of artistic.
Get the f*** out of here, Mark. You're an eagle.
Wait, I need to hear this explanation. So yeah. It's art. Listen, go ahead.
You know, we've been extremely close. And I mean, I raised him in such a way that, you know, you don't look at the body. You don't look at nudity as a sexual thing. I mean, I taught him, you know, I mean, all about, you know, the female body is beautiful. And he appreciates that kind of thing, and he's very artistic. It was meant to be flirty, funny, cute, you know? I mean, it was like, I guess, I don't know. Maybe you don't see the sense of humor in it, but I thought it was, I thought you'd like it.
Are you kidding me? That'd be like me having a daughter and having her tell you how big my is.
From the wrong angle. I mean, seriously.
Wow. So, okay. So, Mitch, anyway, we asked you, we called you to ask if you want another date with Sheila.
Hello. I keep dating this girl. What am I going to do? I'm going to meet her son. He's going to ask me about that picture. Hey, you like that picture of my mom? I took that. No.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I mean, it's easy if I just said don't ever criticize your significant other's family, but you're not going to listen to that. So, how about this? Don't criticize them on date one, or your ass is going to end up on the second date update on the 10th. Listen tomorrow, 8:10.